Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, March 16th, 2024. So, on the day after the Ides of March, which we skipped because we were afraid of Brutus.
Et tu, Brute.
I guess it was Brute, not Brutus.
Well, it was Brutus, but maybe Brute in Latin.
Sounds scarier. Look out, here comes Brute, the brute. Anywho, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what did you think?
I thought it was super duper hard.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think it was as hard as the crossword we skipped yesterday?
No, I don't think it was quite that hard.
That was hard.
That was very, very difficult.
That had Phyllis Wheatley in it. That immediately raises the difficulty level.
Yes.
But this was no stroll through the park either.
It was not. Although, you know, I did get it all filled in except that upper left corner. I had a lot of trouble up there.
Ah, yes. Yeah, there were some great clues up there.
There were. They just went right over my head.
Every single one of them. I mean, they had one across, which was word of elaboration, and then we had one down, which was elaborate.
Uh-huh. And now one, those two I got.
Well,
without too much trouble.
Really? Because mm-hmm. I was thinking there's so many different ways that this could go. Mm-hmm. I had to get them through the crosses, and of course I didn't know the crosses either, like 13 across. Convincing scam video was a deep fake.
Yes, I did not know that.
I've heard the phrase many times, but I just didn't have it at my fingertips. Or at my neuron tips or whatever. Mm-hmm. And even the one underneath it, sink feature. I was staring at our sink, and I'm like, okay, dish towel? Because it was ending in an L. I felt sure that it was ending in an L.
I thought, well, I'll floss it. You know, well, I thought spray arm.
See, and I don't call the correct answer was disposal.
Right.
And I don't call that a disposal. I call it a garburator.
Yes, you do.
And so there's no way I was going to get disposal out of that.
It was funny. I had the DIS.
Really?
And I got it in my mind, dish rack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for when you dry your dishes. And I couldn't get that out of my mind, dish rack. You know, it was just... Oh, it was just such a difficult corner for me.
Because
eventually I figured, oh, disposal, yes.
I worked into that corner from the right because 7 down was euphonious, and I had it ending in D-I-C, and I thought
right.
It's got to be melodic.
Oh, uh-huh. See, I didn't know quite what that meant. So oh. I had dynamic, didactic.
Wow.
I was thinking of anything that ended in IC.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have the D at that point, but I eventually got the D.
Yeah, yes, exactly. For 20 across, the Ren Fair Rides. At first, I had horses.
Well, I had ponies.
Well, I thought about ponies. I also thought about donkeys and camels, but that didn't make any sense.
No.
Your basic Renaissance fair in ye olde England,
uh-huh.
They ride up on the camels.
I thought, they probably have pony rides for the kids.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing, but it was steeds,
uh-huh.
Which is a great word. Mm-hmm. And then at the top of that section, we had 5 across, fluffy toy. Familiarly?
Yes.
And I'm like a fluffy toy. Okay, all I could think of was Winnie the Pooh.
I thought a teddy bear, so I put Ted.
Right.
So.
And then I had it ending in M, and I'm like, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at fluffy toy, and I thought, oh, it's that dog.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Which is not the pomegranate.
Pomeranian,
thank you.
Okay.
You're unfamiliar with the pomegranate dog?
No, I'm not.
So anyways, that was tough.
Yes.
But once I got that, because 5 down was wallop.
And they
have a whole bunch of different words that they will haul out. And
trash
one of them is paste.
And smash and, yeah.
Have you ever heard anyone in a fight say, I'm going to paste you?
No.
Usually it's, I'm going to shoot you. But speaking of which, 18 across, go for it, slangily. Was shoot your shot.
Yes.
No one has ever said that before.
No, and you know, I had enough of the letters and I thought, it looks like shoot your shot, but I've never heard that before.
You know, it's like
shoot your shot.
You know, I was thinking it was going to be give it a shot. Or,
yes, uh-huh. Or I've heard, give you know, your, like take your shot. Take a shot.
Right.
Or take a shot at it. Uh-huh. But I figured it ended in shot, but I'm like, well, it sure looks like shoot your shot, but I just never heard of that.
But, you know, it's it is slang, and immediately you can just say, well, you just didn't live in the area of the world where they said shoot your shot. Mm, and again, I'm convinced nobody has ever lived in that area. I have no proof, though.
Well, it must be said somewhere.
Here's what I think happens. They get the crossword filled in, and they end up with some phrase. And then they call their friends and their friends' friends and their friends' friends, and they try and get it to build up. And just like, yeah, everyone's saying shoot your shot. It's slang. How come it just started 3 days ago?
Well, and of course, you had shoot your shot. And then at the bottom, you had 53 across, animal shelter slogan, adopt, don't shop.
Yes.
So they kind of had similar patterns there, like a poem. Shoot your shot, adopt, don't shop.
I had to, right. I had to fuss about, you know, I had something that looked like shop. And I'm like, what do you do if you don't shop? So anyway, that took a bit. 60 across, name on a counter. You know, I was thinking of like one of these little hand counters they'd use to like count people going through in a line. And then I was thinking about a counter, like a counter at a restaurant or, you know, at a diner.
I was thinking of a counter at a store, like where they sell mints or lotto tickets or something.
That could be anything.
So, but it turned out to be Geiger.
Yes, counter. Geiger counter. Mm-hmm. That's a great clue.
That was.
And it's a Saturday clue. Level clue for sure.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Speaking about foods at counters, two down, accessories that sounds like a snack brand. I'm like, okay, what's an Oreo? Because it was four letters long, but it turned out to be Lay's. L-E-I-S.
Right.
Which are accessories in a way.
Yes. Yes, they are. And then three down, our favorite, our new favorite slang word, meeting, casually, sesh.
Yes. The same people who talk about sesh talk about shoot your shot. They just like to say shuh. Shoot your shot at the shesh. No, sorry, sesh. I panicked there. Let's see. There were some, 29 across, metal workers union. And, you know, at first I'm like just mad at the crossword at this point. It's just like, how am I supposed to know the metal workers? It's probably the United States, U.S. something or other. But then I sort of looked at it. I think I might've gotten the D and I was like, oh, it's like, welder or something, but it turned out to be solder.
Right.
And 22 down, word that when searched causes Google to display all results at an angle, askew. Have you ever tried that? Is that actually true?
I don't know.
Well, we are about to make podcast history here as we type in the word askew, and I get a message saying, I'm not a robot, about the system, and if you'll excuse me, folks, I have to go through and do a CAPTCHA
of a motorcycle.
All right. I don't see anything that looks askew. Or do I? I do. The page is askew.
It is.
Oh, that's just annoying. Okay. So funny, but annoying. Let's see. There were some other really... Actually, all of these clues were pretty amazing.
23 down was sort of funny in a dark way. Let me play the world's smallest violin for you. No one cares.
Yes. I thought that was a good clue. 24 right next to it. My pleasure. Glad to do it.
Right.
At first I had glad to help. And then I was able to sort of modify that slightly. But that was that was such a literal answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of appreciated that.
Yes.
32 down, occasions to read letters. At first I thought it was eye exams, but they had eye tests.
I put eye exams.
Yeah, who goes for an eye test? Do you? I always think, I always hear them as exams.
Yes.
I suppose they could be like eye quizzes.
No. I don't think so.
Let's see. 41 down. First part of an ancient Greek ode was a strophe.
Yes.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Let's see.
But 47 down was in need of more, ran low.
Yes.
I had ran out for a while, and I realized it wasn't working, but ran low, so you need more.
Yeah, that corner was, I don't think that was nearly as difficult as the top left corner.
Oh, no, not even close.
But it was still tricky.
Mm-hmm. 59 down, entrance or exit of a target. T.
Yes. Yep.
That took me a bit, but then I'm like, oh, of course, T.
Well, you know, I read the clue and then I looked at the word target and I'm like, huh, there are T's in the end. How convenient.
Oh.
Let's see. What else was here? 15 across without a compass, say. I had adrift and then modified it to be the correct answer, amoral.
Yes.
And I just sort of took a guess for 9 down. Drinks sometimes topped with whipped cream, mochas.
I put cocos.
Oh.
But then I realized that 8 across, that took me a long time. Stroll. And I had the A from 8 down, which was collect. I had amass. So I'm like, stroll that begins with an A. And then I had AC because I put cocos.
Hmm.
But then I figured 10 down, artisanal hamburger option was brioche bun. So then I had the B, so I'm like, oh, it's amble.
So you just sort of pulled that one out of thin air?
Well, I had some of the crosses.
Okay.
And I knew it was some kind of bun. And then when I thought artisanal, I thought, oh, I know, it's a brioche.
Wow.
Because I remember when they opened the McDonald's of the future down the road from us when we lived down in Missouri, that was kind of on their gourmet menu that they served their hamburgers on.
Mm-hmm.
Brioche. Mm-hmm. A
few other good clues here. 40 across. City known as the soul of the Southwest was Taos.
Yes.
And almost right beneath that, 46 across, fantasy trilogy familiarly was LOTR, Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
I certainly didn't know 49 across, Flag Carrier Panama, Copa.
No, I didn't know that either.
But I do now, at least for a very short period of time. 30 down was quite intriguing, very informally, and the answer was real.
Yes.
So
you did real good.
Oh, sure. Massacre the rules of grammar, why don't you?
Well, that's informal, I guess. Incorrect, too.
Yeah, that I actually winced when you said that. Chihuahua, e.g., 52 down. I eventually realized it was state.
Yes.
I think we've had that clue. We've had Chihuahua clued like that before.
We have, and I thought it was attack. Which is state in Spanish, E-T-A-T.
Oh, well,
but of course, it didn't fit. It had 5 letters, so.
Yes.
So this, we'll put in the English version.
This time they wanted the English. And let's see, 27 across, first name in children's literature, Shel.
Shel Silverstein.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking of some character, not the author.
Oh, no.
All right, that makes a lot more sense. 25 across, small bit of mint, dime.
Mm-hmm.
I could sort of see that one. I could see where they were going with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure what currency or what type of coin, but.
Yeah, I knew that because the only one I got in the upper half, I think, was 10 down, or 19 down. Geography classroom staple, U.S. map.
Right.
I knew that one, but yeah, I really struggled on that upper half. But then I got the right side.
Yes.
That filled in fairly quickly. But boy, that left side, man, I had trouble.
Well, I mean, I think one of the first clues I got was 34 across, big nits in camping, and I confidently wrote in REI.
Oh, yeah.
When the answer was KOA.
That's right, yes. I thought of REI because they've used that so much lately.
Exactly. So I thought, I know this one. Mm-hmm. It's a gimme. It's a red herring is what it amounts to.
That's right. That's right.
Four down, like naysayers opposed. Mm-hmm. Boy, I was going for like Debbie Downer.
Oh,
I mean, but oh, and 14 down.
Oh yeah, that one was very
dog park footrest.
Yes,
you know, I just got that out of the crosses, and I think I saw the word rest, and then
I got the rest part, but it's like. Where does a dog rest? You know, because I'm thinking dog,
right.
As a dog, but it meant dog as a foot.
I think they are trying to get us into the habit of thinking about dog as a foot, as you say.
Yes, because we had a clue a few weeks back
about dogs. Yes, it was plural that time.
But it was about feet.
Well, all right. Well, this crossword was by Carly Shuna. And it was edited by Joel Fagliano.
Oh.
Because Will Shortz, as we'd mentioned a couple of episodes ago, had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And he is apparently recovering. But Joel is, I guess, currently the person responsible, the head honcho.
Wow.
And so far, his first two crosswords, Friday and Saturday, have both been killers, especially Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, Friday was just like, really? This is your debut?
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think he's sort of like new sheriff in town, and he wants to prove that he's tough. So, although I don't know how far in advance they actually scheduled these, but well, we'll find out what happens on Sunday to see whether or not it's really fierce.
Okay.
All right. Well, two more things. First of all, it is Saturday, which means it's time for a Jam Katwa, the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award,
right?
Where we go back through the week's crosswords, hem, haw, scratch our noggins, and then pick out what we deem to be the very best. And today we picked?
Today we picked Mondays.
Bravo, good choice.
Yeah,
and we picked that because?
Well, it was a tough choice. Oh. It was a tough choice because there were several clever ones. There was the one with the Thursdays, which had the B flat and B sharp, and
that was
the
cute.
Musical clues.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the four one, the final four.
Yeah, also a contender.
And of course, we also had Pi Day, which was rather clever.
Yes,
but I liked Monday especially. I just thought it was clever and it was kind of funny with the idea that. They combined food and games, and the revealer clue was about the movie The Hunger Games, and they had listed in their theme clues four different kinds of games that actually have food in the name of the game: apples to apples, pickleball, cornhole, and Candy Crush. I never really thought about games having food in them, but they do, and then they tied it all together with the movie The Hunger Games. So I just thought that was rather funny and very clever and well done.
Yes,
well done puzzle,
and well done by
Rebecca Goldstein and Rachel Fabi.
Oh yes, baby. And of course Rebecca just won the Crossword Constructor of the Year.
That's right.
And this shows. So it seems she's won one more award.
Yes.
So Rebecca and company, if you feel so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and you will have one more trophy to put upon your mantle.
That's right.
All right. Well, one last thing. We missed Fun Fact Friday yesterday.
Yes, we did.
But we have a fun fact courtesy of listener Trey. And Trey writes in, how do you get to Madison Square Garden? Don't go to Madison Square. Hi, Gene and Mike. In the Wednesday episode, you had a few questions about 48 Across Manhattan Hoops Venue, in brief. The following admittedly long message, maybe it's a triple F. Indeed it is, except now it's a Fun Fact Saturday, FFS, should answer those questions and more. the current Madison Square Garden. By the way, note that it's a singular garden, not Madison Square Gardens. Oh, have I been saying it wrong all these years? Probably. Madison Square Garden is located between 7th and 8th Avenues in Manhattan, between 31st and 33rd Streets in Manhattan. We're going to pause for a moment here while our listeners rush out to get a map. Okay, everyone got their map? We shall continue. But the original Madison Square Garden was located at Madison Square, which is about 10 blocks south at 23rd Street, where 5th Avenue and Broadway intersect. Everyone found that? Good. We continue to move on. This is a famous intersection because it creates a triangle of streets that only an oddly shaped building could fit into. That building is the oft-photographed Flatiron Building.
I've seen that.
Yeah, the one that looks like a wedge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The original Madison Square Garden was where Madison Square Park is. The park, while not as famously photographed as the Flatiron Building across the street, was the site of another oft-photographed New York landmark. While the U.S. raised money to create a pedestal for the Statue of Liberty, her right hand and torch stood in Madison Square Park.
Wow.
The park is bordered on the west by the aforementioned streets and on the east by, you guessed it, the first block of the street that has become synonymous with advertising, Madison Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Built before basketball was even invented, the original Madison Square Garden was constructed by P.T. Barnum by the square. Oh, and housed his circus. Over the years, the venue has been torn down and a new Madison Square Garden has been erected 3 times. Wow.
Hmm.
Wonder if they're going to do it again sometime soon. I wonder if they're due. Anyway, after the second one, the venue changed locations, moving to 49th Street before settling into its current location. Boy, they may as well have used an RV for it or something. All along, the name Madison Square Garden has traveled with the venue, even as the location has drifted away from its namesake.
That's
5 years from now, it's going to be in Boston. Today's MSG is home to the NHL's New York Rangers and hosts boxing matches, circuses, and concerts. But it is most associated with basketball. Huh. The NBA's New York Knicks have played in the Garden for decades. The WNBA's New York Liberty also play there. It is also a college basketball mecca, with many early college basketball championship games decided there. Before gambling scandals spelled the end of their reigns, NYU and City College of New York fielded top-notch teams that played high-profile games there. Gambling scandals spelled the end of their reigns. Huh. Okay. Later, when the Big East Conference was formed, the powerhouse St. John's University basketball team played their home basketball games not at their Queens campus, but in Manhattan at MSG. The Big East Conference tournament, which often features some of the top-ranked teams in the country, mm-hmm. is still played there.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Madison Avenue and Madison Square are named after the president. So to answer another question from the podcast, Madison Square Garden, the place most associated with the Giants of basketball is, ironically, named after the shortest president in American history, the 5'4" James Madison.
Yep, that's right.
He had high hopes, though. Your loyal fan and amateur New York historian, Trey.
Oh, well,
wow. That was fascinating.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much, Trey.
That is great. That I especially appreciate the part about James Madison. And he'd probably be like, yeah, I know.
But his name lives on.
That's right. But I was president, even if I'm not as tall as you. All right. Well, again, thank you for that, Trey. That was magnificent. Mm-hmm. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Sunday's crossword is already on the wire. We're going to have a look at it.
You
we
bet.
Hope you will, too, and come back to hear us talk about that tomorrow.
Bye-bye.